RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, Richmond? Thursday morning, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Welcome aboard, everybody. Another great show for you. Lane Casadante joins the program in half an hour. Parney makes his NFL picks on Thursdays with friends at 11 o'clock. I will not make my picks today. We'll save that for tomorrow. We'll have a special Friday edition live, MP on the mic, where I make the picks because I moved them to Wednesday last week, and I heard you. That's too soon. Megan's over here. We're never picking Liberty again. So Megan is not trusted with the picks anymore.
I'm ashamed.
It actually wasn't that bad, but it was a little bit bad.
Yeah,
it was bad enough we're running the other way. Megan, I'll break down the Taylor Swift album in 15 minutes. I know you've been waiting for that.
I have.
Absolutely. Commanders talk as they get ready for the Chicago Bears Monday night. You'll hear it right here on The Fan. We were over at VCU yesterday getting ready. Saturday is a basketball day. It's October 9th. I'm not ready for it. I don't think you're ready for it. I mean, the true basketball heads are ready for it. I'm not. The Caps opened last night. Ice hockey. I'm not ready for ice hockey. I'm not ready for basketball, but it's coming. VCU's going to be on the court playing competitive basketball Saturday afternoon at the Siegel Center. Get down there. It's the black and gold game. It's always a ton of fun. Coach Phil Martelli was telling us about how he's going to make it very competitive because he's got some tough work ahead for himself. He got 13 guys for this team, and you can't play 13 guys on a basketball court. That's actually against the rules, it turns out. So he's got to figure out a starting five. He's got to figure out a rotation, and this will be a competitive game while he gets those things sorted out. Here's what I want to play, though. Phil Martelli went up to A10 Media Day last week. VCU was picked to finish first in the Atlantic 10 this year. That's the best of the positions. You can't do better than first. Some coaches just shrug it off. Some coaches hate that it exists. Some coaches use it as motivation. Here's Phil Martelli Jr., new VCU coach, on being selected number one.
I asked those guys to show me the rings that they got on Tuesday. I asked them to show me the nets that they cut down. I'm amazed that they cleaned up the confetti in here, right? Like, we couldn't find the trophy that they get. They don't give you any of that stuff in October or September, right? So it doesn't matter. And we talked about that. Like, it doesn't matter. You know, the preseason all-conference teams, it's nice that those guys got recognized. But who knows? Who knows? Like, you know, you look back in previous years and you go like, well, you know, there were two guys on the first team last year that weren't on any preseason team in the Atlantic 10. So who knows? And to be honest with you, I don't know if this will get me in trouble. Like, it's stupid that we even vote for them. It's really stupid we even vote for it. It is. Because when I had to go do it and had to vote for 18 guys, you look down the list and no one was returning. So who are you supposed to vote for? You're supposed to vote on guys that, well, this guy came from that place and averaged this a game. This guy came from, you have no idea. There's guys that probably got voted on that won't even be in rotations, that made one of those teams that won't be in somebody's rotation. Like, think about that. And we're voting on that. Like, it's again, I get that we have to do it. It's a tradition. It's one of those things. But we're in a day and age now where I don't know if it matters, right? And then where we got picked, we got picked. I mean, that's – but again, like, the fact of the matter is that we got – I think it was 11 first-place votes. We didn't get – it was like 16 or 18 or 20 first-place votes. So there was – of those people, the majority of them did not think we were the best team.
One, he's right. We need to discontinue preseason all-conference teams. It makes no point in the portal age. Two, he sounds exactly like his dad. It's a little alarming. That's like word for word St. Joe's Phil Martelli right there. Weird. And I get it. Like, he grew up around that. It's still weird to hear that in action. Like, he channeled a little Phil Martelli right there. A little Phil Martelli Sr. in giving that. And number three, I love, like, this is stupid. We're number one. Nobody gave us a trophy. Nobody gave us confetti. And then you watch him turn it at the end into motivation. Like, we got 11 first place votes. So we had the most votes. But that means 16 people didn't pick us to finish first. So most people don't think we'll finish first. All right, let's go. Nobody believes in us. Nobody believes in us. Preseason number one. Nobody believes in us.
What a pep talk.
Yeah.
Nothing gets you going like that.
Hey. You guys were picked to finish first because they hate you. They don't think you can do it. I love it. It's Phil Martelli Jr., Black and Gold game at the Siegel Center on Saturday. Going to be a lot of fun. A lot of new players. We got to chat with a lot of them yesterday. We'll play those interviews in the days to come and an extended chat with Phil Martelli Jr. on tomorrow's radio program. Lots to get to today, though. I want to do Eagles-Giants tonight. Bill Belichick, big story. I want to go to baseball first because when the Yankees lose, it's a great moment for this show. We love it here. And look, the Blue Jays won, and sure, we're happy for the Blue Jays, but they're not the story here. It's the Yankees, and the Yankees lose, and that's what we're relishing in today.
Guerrero backs off at first. Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss, and that'll do it. The Toronto Blue Jays are going to the American League Championship Series, which starts on Sunday as Hoffman gives a very defiant look at the Yankee dugout. And here come the Blue Jays to celebrate in front of the mound. They beat the Yankees tonight by a 5-1 count and win three games here. Three games in four. Now, very sad ending to a Yankee season here in 2025.
Oh. It's such a sad ending. Almost makes you feel bad for him, except we don't at all. Vlad Guerrero, Blue Jays hero in the series. David Ortiz, famously of beating the Yankees after being down 3-0 fame, interviewed on the postgame show. And you know the Yankees announcer. He's got his famous, the Yankees win after they win. They put their own spin on it.
Dale, the Yankee lose. The Yankee lose.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Let's do it again. The Yankees lose. The Yankees lose.
Lose. Let's go, baby.
But you don't take it personal. I
guess. One more. Yeah. The Yankees lose.
Oh, my God.
That's the good stuff. Yankees good. Lose. Yankees lose. We have our first participant in baseball's American League Championship Series. It's the Toronto Blue Jays. Two games today. Dodgers with a chance to wrap up the Phillies at home. They're up 2-1 in that series. Cubs-Brewers. Cubs holding on to their home field today. They're down 2-1. Tomorrow, Detroit and Seattle will face off in their Game 5, decisive Game 5 there. The Yankees and the Blue Jays will not play Game 5, interestingly, because the rules stipulate that if one team wins three games, they don't continue playing, and that happened. The Toronto Blue Jays advance. I love that clip. That's so good. Also, that like Vlad Guerrero Jr. has known Poppy his whole life. That's they go way, way, way back. So that it's a fun moment. It's postseason. It's baseball. Get into it. That's all the baseball update you get today. I understand. It's a big day in the world of football. We'll get to the Commanders later, who were back on the practice field yesterday ahead of their Monday game. Eagles-Giants tonight. Now, I think the Eagles win, but this is another opportunity to continue the Eagles meltdown. After a week of stories about A.J. Brown, I think an Eagles loss tonight would go a long way towards the Eagles melting down, which is obviously the main goal here, because nobody's going to beat that roster as it's currently constructed. But the story in football today is Bill Belichick. And the report yesterday that after five games as the coach of North Carolina, he's got his eye on the door and is looking to leave. He's not done well. They don't have good players. They don't seem particularly well coached. They had that one drive where they scored a touchdown. It's been all downhill from there. And he got the dreaded vote of support last night. This is Bubba Cunningham, AD at North Carolina, put out a statement, quote, "Coach Belichick has the full support of the Department of Athletics and University." That's it. That's all he had to say on the matter. Bill Belichick's statement, quote, "I'm fully committed to UNC football and the program we're building here." You talk about something that went sideways super fast. And it would be one thing if you could have like, oh, we played a tough schedule. But they're losing games. Central Florida got them 34-9. TCU got them 48-14. It is ugly out there for the Tar Heels. They're at Cal this weekend. They're off this weekend. Next weekend it's UNC Cal on a Friday night. It's brutal out there for Bill Belichick. And there's reports. There's fighting in the locker room. The assistant coaches can't reach him. He's checked out. I don't see how he survives into season number two. Now, UNC, that's a premier brand in college football. They'll be fine. They'll bounce back. But it's hard to imagine a more disastrous. You got like Urban Meyer with the Jags in the NFL. That's probably the closest comparable we've got in recent memory. Guy who just not just flamed out, not just was overmatched, but the amount of controversy that swirled around him at all times. Completely insane. Bill Belichick says he's committed to UNC. UNC says they're committed to Bill Belichick. They have to keep playing football. That's how this works. They're actually taking on UVA here in 3 weeks. That'll be a fun one. UVA gets their chance to swing at the pinata. Nobody's taking it easy on them. Normally, you have a really bad team. The opponent's like, hey, we'll sleepwalk through this. Nobody's sleepwalking through beating Bill Belichick. They're going to get their money's worth out of that one. He'll be going out west to Cal, which is the ACC trip everybody dreams of. Next weekend. We'll be back after this. Lane Casadante in 20 minutes. Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, second matchup of their young career at 10:45. We'll break that down. We'll tell you who's got more to prove on Monday night under the lights, Monday Night Football. And Jerry Jones says when he was giving the middle finger to the Jets fans over the weekend, he meant to give a thumbs up and accidentally showed them the wrong finger. We'll hear from Jerry before the show's over as well. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. This is the least sports radio intro music that we have here. This does not set the tone.
No.
This did not set the mood in any way. That's all right. We got Lane Casadante, though. He'll bring the energy. This is the Bill Belichick. We should have played this into the Bill Belichick segment.
Yeah.
Happy trails. Five games. And now there's reports he's got his eye toward the door. Got the dreaded vote of confidence yesterday from UNC Athletics Director Bubba Cunningham. Lane Casadante, who I got to see yesterday at VCU Basketball Media Day. We'll get to that in a second. Lane, good morning. What do you make of this Bill Belichick fiasco?
Kiss of death. The vote of confidence is always the the next release that comes out is a mutual parting of the ways. And it's just a question of when, not if.
But release one, we believe in the coach. Release two, it was time to make a change. We feel this is the best for the university.
And honestly, if there wasn't a problem, you wouldn't feel the need to address it. So it's clearly hasn't worked out the way they thought on both sides. I mean, Carolina thought they were getting, mid-2000s Bill Belichick, and Bill Belichick thought he was walking into preschool in comparison to the NFL. So they were probably missteps and miscalculations on both sides. The longer this goes, the worse it gets. I'm not sure a win over NC State or Duke or whomever else is left on their schedule is going to put enough lipstick on this to make it worth, even revisiting for another season, let alone to the end of the year.
It's untenable at this point, and you throw in the girlfriend drama and the canceled TV show drama and the everything else drama, and it's adding up. And UNC is they style themselves as a premium brand, Lane, as you know. That's UVA, UNC, present themselves as maybe, a little more than just your SEC public football schools. And this can't be reflecting well for anybody.
No, and I saw them in person. I went down when they played Richmond, and I know the final score is what it is, but it wasn't necessarily indicative of the talent of either team. Richmond played very well on defense. I didn't think Carolina was they weren't as impressive as I was expecting an ACC team to be. And again, I know I think the final was 41-6 or something like that, but Richmond had a very, very real opportunity early in the second half to make that a one possession game, which could have changed a whole bunch of things. But they took their shot, right? I mean, Carolina football hasn't, I don't know when the last, they put out some pretty good players here and there, and they've had a couple of wins here and there, but when was their last outright ACC championship in football? I think it's been quite a while. And they took their shot, and it didn't work. I mean, you can't, this is a cautionary tale for Virginia Tech as well, because they are in the same position right now. So they should be watching what's going on down there very closely and not wanting to, don't win. You got to win the press conference, but winning games is much more important.
Very well put, as Virginia Tech goes on its search. And I don't blame UVA I don't blame UNC for taking the swing, and I certainly don't blame them for admitting the mistake and parting ways very quickly as well. Lane Casadante joins us, him and Sean Roberts, in our Final Score Friday on CBS 6. Always a great show. Lane, going back in the history machine, you remember when Russell Wilson was tearing it up at Collegiate, was named Player of the Year, which of course drew the guffaws about how could he be Player of the Year? He's at a private school, not playing that great public school competition. Now here we are. We're about halfway through the season, and the debate's going to rage. Benedictine both looks good, very good, and has a win over Huguenot, which has proved itself since. Where do they stack up in your mind here?
Actually, Benedictine didn't beat Huguenot. St. Christopher's did.
Thank you. St. Chris did. Yes, thank you. St. Chris did. You've got some really talented private school teams this year.
Oh, no. They are, and thankfully the VHSL a few years ago started giving credit to public school teams for playing private school teams. That was the big problem for many, many years, is that with the VHSL rating scale, which is no longer in existence by the VHSL, but a lot of regions are still using it to determine their playoff seeding, you got no credit whatsoever for playing a private school team. So if you lost, it didn't hurt you. But if you won, you never got anything out of it. And back in the day when there were, the four districts and only one representative from every district, you couldn't afford to have a loss, because if you lose your district, then that's it. You didn't go to the playoffs. There were only four teams every year that made it. Now it's much different. You get credit for playing those teams. The private school teams are only too happy to, put a public school team on there when they can, because their pool of opponents is limited. They struggle every year to try and fill out 10-game schedules. Sometimes they don't. I think, you know, it was either last year or the year before, Trinity only wound up with 8 regular season games for a couple of reasons. So Benedictine is really good. And I know one of the – a little bit behind the scenes, one of the big problems – one of the things we have with our with the voting for our coaches poll is there are a few coaches that will not vote for private school teams because, oh, they get to recruit. Guess what? You can't use that argument anymore because the public school kids, you know, everybody's switching back and forth and transferring left and right now anyway. So that's no longer really a valid argument in my opinion. But, yeah, St. Chris is really, really good. Trinity is really, really good. Benedictine is really, really good. And you're seeing the kind of a mini resurgence of them, much like the Huguenot and the TJ and the Armstrong and the public school in Richmond have been having the last couple of years also.
Apologies to St. Chris, who, of course, had that nice win at Huguenot. This is what happens when Gary Hess leaves. The whole thing, the whole operation is in shambles over here. Meadowbrook, Prince George, this week could be a fun one. Woodbury Forest coming to St. Chris, and TJ at Douglas Freeman. Great games this weekend. Lane will have them on Final Score Friday. But, Lane, you and I were at VCU Basketball Media Day yesterday. Coach Phil Martelli, I think competition was a word he used a lot. He's got some real sorting out to do on this roster.
He does, and it's a real good problem to have. I know that a lot of people, and even he said yesterday, he made the point about voting for preseason all-conference teams is really, it's borderline
stupid.
Ridiculous.
Stupid was the word he used.
I think stupid is the word he used, yes. I'm going to try and clean it up. But he didn't see the point because, you know, he's got 9 new faces. Well, actually, everybody's a new face on his roster because he's a new face on his roster. But he, there are 9 new players to this program, and that is becoming the norm. I don't know how you're going to know what you have. And Martelli made the point that, you know, you could vote for someone on an all-conference team that might not even make a starting lineup because that's just how in flux the rosters are up and down college basketball. You know, and he also made the point, yeah, they were picked number one, but they did not get a majority of the first-place votes. You know, I think there were 27 or 28 first-place votes cast for some other team in the A-10. So he's put together on paper, he's put together a good roster of guys that have, you know, contributed and produced at other places. And now we'll see, you know, has he brought them all together to play on this team for this year? And we won't know that until the ball goes in the air for real.
Phenomenal coaching instincts to turn being selected first place in the A-10 into a chip on their shoulder entering this season. He's got what it takes. Black and gold game this weekend. Lane Casadante and Sean, of course, will have it all on CBS 6. Final Score Friday and all weekend long. WTVR.com. Anything else you want to mention you guys have cooking
tonight? Our Beyond the Roster, we did our I know we've talked about our high school Hard Knocks series with the Clover Hill Cavaliers. We have part 2, the mid-season check-in with the Cavaliers, coming up tonight. Matt Hutchings has had his challenges this year taking over that program, and all credit to Matt and his seniors who have, you know, opened up. They've welcomed us in, and they, you know, warts and all, they have talked about everything. Nothing has been off limits. And it's been a challenge down there. And tonight we'll do our mid-season check-in with them to see, you know, how it's going, how the team feels. They have yet to win a game. They came really, really close last week. You'll see a lot of that in tonight's story. But it's been a lot of fun. Curtis Akers, who is our chief photographer, this was really his brainchild. And he and I have had a lot of fun following this team this year. So you'll see that coming up tonight at 11.
And they were our Play Chesterfield Spotlight School on Wednesday. Got to chat with them. Obviously, great access. It's been a great series. I've had a ton of fun watching along with Lane. Lane Casadante, sports director, CBS 6. Have yourself a great weekend.
All right, Mike. Thanks for having me. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Off he goes. We got more after this. Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams. They'll be compared for the rest of their lives. They face each other for the second time Monday night. What you need to know about the showdown. On the other side, you're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
MP of the mic, 910 the fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. We've got Jerry Jones drama. Is that surprising? No. We always have Jerry Jones drama. I think he's got the best quips, the best one-liners. So he gave the middle finger to the Jets fans. And I believe he should be allowed to give the middle finger to the Jets fans if he wants. You got to sit there in your owner's box and take it for 3 hours. I think if you win, you should be allowed to do what you want. It's an NFL football game. That said, you can't. And so he was fined, but he's got a very reasonable explanation.
You know, that was unfortunate that was a kind of a exchange with our fans out in front of us. There was a swarm of Cowboy fans out in front, not Jet fans, Cowboy fans. And the entire stadium was brimming with the enthusiasm of Cowboys, and certainly late in the game. And that was inadvertent on my part, because that was right after we'd made our last touchdown. And we were all excited about it. There wasn't any antagonistic issue or anything like that. I just put up the wrong show on the hand, but that was inadvertently done. And I'm not kidding. It was, if you want to call it accidental, you can call it accidental, but it got straightened around pretty quick. I've had a chance to look at it. It got straightened around pretty quick, but the intention was thumbs up. And then basically pointing at our fans, because everybody was jumping up and down excited.
In no way.
No, wait, you don't believe that?
I don't know.
You don't think he's telling the truth?
I don't know.
That he meant to give a thumbs up but accidentally flipped the bird? You don't think that's just a thing people do?
No.
No?
No, I've never done that.
You've never done that. You've never gone
have
to
you
give,
done that?
You've never gone to give somebody a thumbs up and you accidentally flipped them off?
No.
Really? Fascinating. Huh. How about that? It does make you wonder if perhaps Jerry has been just confused all these years.
Maybe.
Stephen Jones comes to him and the Packers want to trade for Micah Parsons, and Jerry meant to flip the bird. Yeah. No way. We're not getting rid of Micah Parsons, but he accidentally gave a thumbs up and they traded Micah Parsons. It's so easy to confuse those two hand gestures.
I just like the part about, like, there was no antagonistic behavior. Yeah. What did you just do? You just started it.
Jerry's my guy. I would listen to an infinite amount of Jerry Jones pearls of wisdom there. Yeah. Didn't mean to. Who's to say what he actually meant to do? Hey, Jerry Jones.
I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible.
I've
never done it.
I also am willing to admit that I've never accidentally given a middle finger instead of the thumb to somebody. I'm willing to admit it's never happened to me.
Yep.
But I've never owned an NFL team either. So who's to say?
Who's to say?
It's a very confusing
issue.
We'll
never
know. I think the best part is the host laugh and he goes, "No, I'm serious."
I know.
To which they laugh even more.
To which we're laughing now.
You can't keep it. It's amazing he can keep a straight face while he does that.
He's doomed.
He's got to be very good at poker.
Yeah.
To be able to lie like that.
Yeah.
With the straight face.
Yeah.
It's. thumbs up, buddy. Whoa. Hey, easy there. Oh, I didn't mean anything.
That's a new thumbs up.
Nothing antagonistic about it as well. Cowboys sitting out tonight. It's the Eagles. It's the Giants. The Eagles have been in a little bit of meltdown mode. They still have a 4-1 record. That's how it is in Philly. Anytime you lose, the meltdown starts. I like this for a Thursday night game for the Giants. As you know, I'd always rather be the underdog than the favorite on Thursday night because random things can and do happen in these games. Jackson Dart, chance to shine on the national stage against that Eagles defense. Eagles chance to get right after their loss to the Chargers, stunning loss to the Chargers last week. This is essentially the consolation game for teams the Chargers have beaten over the last couple weeks. This stat stood out to you. This is NFL-wide. This stat stood out to me the other day. Because remember we said before the season, the kickoffs are going to be a big deal this year because the NFL wants more kickoffs run back. Last year, 33% of kickoffs were run back. This year, they were aiming to double it to get 67% of kickoffs returned. Through 5 weeks of NFL football, 79.5% of kickoffs have been returned. It's a full-on part of the game right now, and I think it's a big part of why we like Luke McCaffrey. At the moment, in addition to the catches, in addition to the big plays he's made offensively, Luke McCaffrey has been a really good kick returner for the Commanders, and I think that's been an important element of his resurgence and his ability to be a contributor in this lineup. I'm excited to watch these kickoffs now because things are going to happen, and I don't know what the safety returns on it'll be, but they seem to have found a mix of figuring out how to create enough action to make you want to watch the play. And they've done it on field goals, too. We got longer field goals. We got field goals getting blocked. NFL has brought special teams back into football. Thank you to the NFL for doing that. Did you see, I don't want to do a whole segment on this, but did you see LeBron make his second decision? Remember when LeBron left Cleveland and went to Miami? He did a televised show announcing it. It was one of the great PR debacles of all time. Because everybody in Cleveland thought he was going to stick with the Cavaliers. He famously said, "I'm taking my talents to South Beach." He put an ad on social media on Monday saying, "On Tuesday, I've got a big announcement to make." And he sits down just like he did back then. And he said, and people are like, "Is he going to retire? He's old. Is he going to retire?" And he says, "I'm taking my talents to Hennessy." And it was a Hennessy ad.
Oh, my gosh.
If you hang around for long enough, you can make light of even your dumbest moments, it turns out, and get paid to do so.
Hey.
He's not going anywhere.
How old is he?
He's old at this
point. He's old.
He's got it. He plays with his kid.
That's true.
He's 40 years old,
okay.
Which, I mean, I'm 40 years old.
I was going to say.
I don't play professional basketball for a living.
I'm still in my 20s and I don't play professional basketball, so.
But you could. You could. You're still in your prime.
No, I'm actually really bad.
Well, aside from that, though.
No, like, I've actually tried.
aside from everything. All those things. Other than that, my basketball career is a story for another day, but it didn't go very well either. We got to do Commander's Keys to Victories. The big Monday Night Football game coming. We'll do that on the other side. We'll crush talk with AWOD. We'll wrap things up on a Thursday on The Fan. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. MP of the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app, getting you ready for a jam-packed football weekend. Of course, you'll have to wait until Monday to hear the Washington Commanders. They'll take on the Chicago Bears right here on these very airwaves. Three-hour pregame starts Monday night at 5:15, and of course, 3 hours of postgame after the game. Hopefully, it's as joyous as it was last year during the early season Monday Night Football appearance. As you know, on Thursdays, our guy Parney drops by from somewhere in the world, you never quite know where, to bless us with some football picks and some updates on everything going on with the Squirrels and Parney Time and all his mini projects. Parney, good morning. How's it going?
What up, MP? Believe it or not, today we're not in a weird spot. I'm in my office at the Diamond. I'm in Parney's Pub.
How is the Diamond looking? Does it look like you've moved out?
No, I mean, there's some signs missing and some stuff, but and that's what I'm actually doing. I just threw away something that I've had in my presence for 30 years. So it's kind of like when you start cleaning out your parents' house after, you know, they've moved or passed away or whatever, and you find one thing, it takes you an hour and a half because you start looking through a book. And then you're like, I need to throw that crap away. So, so that's what I'm doing. Just was talking to Sam McCloskey a little bit. All kinds of stuff going on. And by the way, Carmack's Park is looking spectacular.
It's got grass.
It's real and it's spectacular.
And it looks like a baseball stadium.
Not just a baseball stadium. I mean, yesterday, Lou and company announced 804 Live, which is the non-baseball event company that's being started by the Squirrels. So that's all cool. There's going to be so many events over there. It's going to make people's heads spin. So I'm really excited about it. But I haven't been over there because of my illness. I haven't been over there in 3 or 4 weeks. So excited, maybe in the next couple weeks I can go. We got the Devine Energy Charity Golf Classic coming up next week. I'm excited about that. My buddy Steve and Jeff Fitch. Looking forward to being over there a couple days playing, as we always do in the Pro-Am.
Do you know who your guy is?
Well, we got Tony Beasley, a third base coach from the Texas Rangers. He's played with us before. And then... oh, my God, I just had a brain cramp.
We'll get surprised.
Tony Womack,
who we'll played, for, next played, week,
played, played for the Arizona Diamondbacks in the World Series in 2001. And then waiting for final confirmation, but I'm going to go ahead and say it on your radio show, Bruce Bochy.
Oh, let's go. He's got time between jobs at the moment, but such a distinguished major league career. All that guy does is win everywhere he goes.
Yeah, but I was doing math between Womack and he's got a World Series ring. Beat has a World Series ring. Boch has 4, and thanks to Boch, I've got 3. That foursome has double digit rings, if my math is correct.
You don't get that at a lot of pro-ams, but you do at the Dominion Charity Classic, which would be a final one at CCV as well. So soak it in, Barney. That's the end of an era.
So much. Yeah, I'm going to say so much fun too. Like, Friday afternoon, come out, like, leave work early, take the shuttle over, like, the individual tickets are on sale. It's just like, it's a really cool event for a Richmond region. I mean, I know I'm a big sports cheerleader for the Richmond region, but it's really cool to see Ernie Els walking off a green or Fred Couples. I haven't seen the list of who's playing. I know JD's not coming, John Daly's not coming, but he's a movie star now, so he's running in different circles. But VJ Singh,
we were hanging out on 17 last year, Parney, and it started raining and Padraig Harrington came into the tent and hung out with us for like half an hour.
Oh, seriously? No, and didn't he just win something huge not too long ago? Like, it's just cool. Like, I see it. Like, I used to pretend being these guys in my grandpa's 4-acre yard hitting golf balls on Sunday afternoon because I was watching them play. So it's just really cool for our region. There's going to be something else happening in the future is going to be really cool too. But this is the last year at Dominion Energy Charity Classic at CCV, so I encourage everybody to come over Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. I mean, you can even come out Thursday if you want, because I think they on Thursday our foursome will go off at 1:25, and I think people can come out and watch the pro-am. We've had people come out before, especially when we played with Noah Kahn that one year. My daughters were calling me, going crazy. I'm like, who is Noah Kahn? I didn't even know who he was at the time.
Chill dude, too. He was great.
Well, there's reasons for that I can't say on the radio. But yeah, he was very chill for sure. A great guy.
Yeah, it's a great event. DECC, Dominion Energy Charity Classic, next weekend. Parney, before we get to the picks, what do you make of this Bill Belichick situation? This is insane. 5 games in, he's got his eye on the door.
I feel bad. Like, I don't feel bad for him. I feel bad for his story. Like, at the end of our careers, all we have is a legacy, right? And his legacy should be way different than it's going to be. But it's all because of himself, I feel like. And he's doing this to himself. There's no way that a guy who won 6 Super Bowls should be talking about being a defensive coordinator in the NFL. But he's made some pretty... You know, his at the end of the day, my mom used to always say it all comes out in the wash, and his lack of people skills at the end of the day, you know, has cost him. I didn't see it going like this for sure. I mean, he probably didn't need to start dating a 24-year-old girl either. So, I mean, I think he's self imploded on his own. I mean, if I was one of his 3 sons on the coaching staff, I would just take him behind in his office, lock the door, and beat the living daylights out of him until he came to his senses. But it's probably not right of me to say that on the radio, is it?
So we all need a reality check from time to time, and I think he thought it would be easy. Like, I did the pros, I do college. I think he thought it would be easy.
Well, I mean, head coaches don't make tackles. Head coaches don't make first down runs. Head coaches don't make touchdowns. Like, it's a cluster, you know what? And I don't know how it's going to fix itself. I forget who they play this week, but it's going to be an L probably, right?
Well, they've got the bye week this week, so they've got at least a fighting chance.
Yeah, but is he going to be able to keep himself out of the news? You know, like, it should be a glorious situation, right? It should be so much fun for him and his kids to be on the coaching staff together. He should be having success. The you know, this whole thing with the Patriots and not talking to the Patriots, that just shows the pettiness that's going on. It's a shame, man. I feel bad that that's going down like that, because everybody, North Carolina deserves better, although you could say they created it for themselves too. So I don't know, it's a mess. I'll tell you one thing. After 5 weeks of thinking that this is the week, I've swore them off. They're now in the Kent State Club.
Yeah, they have to be at this point until proven otherwise. And you feel for the kids, too, who are so excited. Go play for Bill Belichick, and now they're part of a disaster ride of a season. At least they'll be able to jump off the merry-go-round at the end of the season here. All right, Parney joins us every week. You hear him on Parney Time. It's available everywhere you get your podcasts. It's a very entertaining podcast program. He also picks 5 games for us each week. Last week, 2 and 3, which, that's all right. Those weeks are going to happen. It's not about getting knocked down, Parney. It's about getting back up again. We've got a good slate to get back up again with here, starting tonight. Thursday Night Football, anything can happen. Eagles, big favorites in New York over Jackson Dart and the Giants. It's 7.5 points.
The Birds are coming back, right, Sam McCloskey? The Birds are coming back. Sam must not be at her desk, but I picked them in my eliminator pool that I'm in with a bunch of the guys. I picked the Eagles, so let's go with the Eagles. Even though the hook, that stinking hook, man, it always grabs you.
It'll get you. I took the Packers in eliminator pool, and then I found out the Bengals traded for Joe Flacco. The vibes aren't good. I don't like the vibes on that one at all. going against Joe Flacco, an eliminator. Browns-Steelers. Browns trading Joe Flacco away. Steelers, 5.5-point favorites at home.
38-10 Steelers.
Yeah, it's. I think that's...
DK Metcalf is a nutsy sacker, my fantasy football team for Sandwich Beach. And with this illness, Tanya and I are finally getting to go back to the beach this weekend. So
excellent.
I'm excited about the sea air, but it's going to be 30. It's going to be a blowout. The Browns are toast.
The Arizona Cardinals lost a football game last week because the player celebrated before he crossed the end zone, which is not a touchdown. That's a fumble. They lose to Tennessee. Embarrassing situation all around. They go to Indianapolis to play the hottest team in the National Football League. Mo Alie-Cox, Tyler Warren, we ride with the Colts, but will you ride with the Colts giving 7 to the Cardinals?
I mean, part of me, I looked at that game for my eliminator pool. Part of it, like I made the mistake. Tanya bought me the NFL ticket since I got sick, because that's the only way to distract me from being a pain in the rear around the house all the time. And I watched the whole game because I stay in touch with Mo Alie. Like, he's such a cool guy. He responds to my texts and everything. But the Tennessee game with Arizona was such a train wreck, bro.
It was.
It was like a train wreck, and you couldn't get your eyes off of it, right? But I'm going to go with the Colts, even though McAfee jinxed them and said they're going to win the Super Bowl.
That's just shtick. That's just shtick. They're not actually going to win the Super Bowl.
I don't think that the Cardinals. So it could go two ways, right? The Cardinals would come back and beat the hottest team in the NFL. And then everybody loves Coach Gannon again, or they could curl up in a turtle. I'm gonna pick the latter and say they're going to curl up in turtle, and the Colts are going to beat them by more than 7.
The Bengals are the biggest underdogs of this football season. If you want them at Lambeau, I will offer you 14.5 points, because that is what it says on this piece of paper in front of me.
Hey, you don't with Flacco.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So I'm all about Flacco. Don't mess with Flacco.
I like.
You're giving me 14 and a half points in Joe Flacco? I'm taking him.
I like 14 and a hook with Joe Flacco. Absolutely.
And then, by the way, he's got number one. He's got number five. Who else has he got over there? He's got all kinds of bullets, right?
He's got way. He doesn't have an offensive line to save his life. But if he has time, he's going to find those guys.
Yeah, but so just hit him on a bunch of quick slants and let him run with the football. They're going to cover 14 and a half, I feel like.
Football's so easy. Parney and I can figure it out. Exactly.
Yeah.
Lions at Arrowhead. Lions-Chiefs big game on Sunday night football. Chiefs are 2-point favorites at home.
Aren't the Chiefs becoming like the North Carolina of the NFL? Like, every week I'm like, oh, the Chiefs are going to be back. The Chiefs are going to be back. Now, Patrick Mahomes is my Nusty Sackers quarterback for my fantasy team, so he's doing fine. But enough is enough. I don't mess with the Lions either, but if the Lions are getting points, even at Arrowhead, they should not. I fell asleep. Did you watch the end of the Jaguar game? It looks like they shouldn't have lost that game. It's like,
but Trevor Lawrence tripped again, and then ran into the end zone for a touchdown. Traditionally, that is a play defenses will stop.
Yeah, like, why didn't it? Well, didn't they?
That may be the issue at the moment, Parney. That may be the issue with these guys.
Well, give me the Lions. I'm enough. Enough's enough. No more Carolina. No more Chiefs. Enough's enough. Give me the Lions.
AZ's over it.
What's my overall record so far? Am I still under 500?
Yeah, you're 13-17. So
okay.
You're four under.
Don't order the vacation jet, everybody. We got to get on a heater here pretty soon.
It's time. It sounds like you're feeling better, which that's the big win here. Good to hear you again. Have fun at the Diamond here in the final weeks, and I guess on the way out, Squirrelween, coat drive. Anything else you want to mention?
I was just getting ready to say, I just turned my calendar. Squirrelween, October the 30th, and it looks like the coats for kids is November the 8th, but I'll be away at a wedding. You know, it is 11-1 on November the 8th, coats for kids. So those are two things coming up. And by the way, the dinner in the infield was awesome. Yeah, it was Tanya and I stopped by. We had a wedding to go to. We've got weddings out the yin yang this year, but we stopped by and everybody was having a great time here at the Diamond, raising money for Flying Squirrels Charities. Flying Squirrels Charities been on a heater lately with the yard sale and there in the infield. So a lot of great things coming up. Also, make sure you go to squirrelsbaseball.com and look at all the new schedule for CarMax Park. April 7th is right around the corner, about 180 days to opening day.
Get ready. He's Parney. Catch him on Parney Time. Catch him next Thursday. Hopefully we're celebrating a winning week. Good hearing from you.
All right, buddy. Have fun. Go nuts. We got to do a Parney Time soon, don't we? But my illness has got us awry on that. But we'll get back on track.
We'll get back on. I'm not worried about that at all. We'll get back right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP of the Mike, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard. Final segment on a Thursday. Send you off to AWOD Radio momentarily. Grant and Danny will drive you home. Thursday night football tonight, Eagles and the Giants. AWOD joins me for a little crosstalk. He's back from Charlotte. He's in studio with us. Tomorrow I'll be back in studio. Normally I'm work from home on Fridays. You're work from River City Roll. I'll be in studio with Stubb. So I'm excited for that. Megan doing great work on the producing board today. Welcome back from Charlotte.
What's up, dude?
I was really intrigued by something that perhaps you can weigh in on here. It felt like maybe there was less juice than there normally is behind ACC Basketball Media Day nationally. Like less, like it used to be a tentpole event for college basketball nationally. And maybe we're just not in the mood to talk about basketball right now. It's early October. Does it feel to you like the ACC is just not the show anymore?
It felt like the vibe had changed. I don't think I'm not going that far yet, but I do think the vibe there was, hey, we have to go claim our mantle back, right? We have to go claim it this year, and that starts with the ACC-SEC challenge. I mean, that was the big conversation. 2-14 last year, not good enough, and it set them back. And it was like after those results, you knew. Well, the ACC just lost two spots in the NCAA tournament. They probably both went to the SEC. So I felt like the vibe was, we know we have to be better. And they're putting a lot of faith in these new coaches, Ryan Odom and Will Wade, to get those programs back to where they should be.
Do you think they will? Do you think this is a resurgence here? John Rothstein was saying he thinks it's going to be 6-7 ACC teams on the tourney. What do you think?
Yes, but I mean,
I don't see it personally.
So the SEC will get 12, 13, 14 again, right? The ACC will get a good amount. I mean, I think the problem is that you're going to see the mid-majors get screwed again. I do think the ACC will be better, and I think it's not that they're going to be like the Dukes, right? I mean, that's just that's Duke, right? I mean, they make it to the Final Four, Cooper Flag, right? But I do think the middle of the ACC will be much better. Virginia Tech, this is the most talented team Mike Young might have ever had. UVA has brought in grown men, right? I mean, these guys are like 22, 23 years old that have played and had a ton of experience there, and mixing those with also some really talented freshmen. I think Boston College will be better. I think Wake Forest will be pretty good. So I think Syracuse will be better. Syracuse is not going to be the Syracuse of old, right? When Boeheim had them, you know, making Final Fours and all that. But I think they'll be better. And so I think they'll be a lot of borderline. The bubble will be a lot of ACC teams is my thoughts, yeah.
Yeah, and that'll just add to the growing clamoring for an expanded tournament if ACC teams get left. Hey, these coaches want the job security that comes with making the NCAA tournament. You don't make the tournament, your job's on the line every single year. And so you've got this situation where coaches want the tournament expanded, but that's going to water down the tournament. You're going to have fans say, we only made the play-in round. Why should the coach still be able to stay? So there's never going to be a right or a wrong answer to this, but I think the ACC will struggle to get six in this year. Just my perspective from what I'm seeing.
I think they're going to get more than that, yeah.
I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful it's a great season. Black and gold game, Saturday. What do you want the storyline to be coming out of the black and gold game? What's a good outcome here? Nobody hurt.
Yeah.
Starting five set.
No, I think a good outcome is both teams shoot over 35% from three. And then
there
it's just raining threes because this team has got shooters and we really need them to. I mean, when I talk to Coach Phil Martelli, he's like, I know I got like, I got 10, 12 guys, I got 10 shooters, right? But he needs to see it to believe it. And that's where we will start with the black and gold game.
Here's what's tricky for me, and I was unpacking this a little bit with Phil Martelli. We'll air that interview tomorrow during MP on the mic. He's got 11 guys who I think could legitimately be major minutes on this team. He needs shooters. Shooters need minutes. You can't just, I have, you know, if you go 10 deep, you can't give everybody 20 minutes.
I don't even think you can go 10 deep.
I don't think you can either. But if you do, that's 20 minutes for everybody. That's not enough time for a shooter to get in the rhythm. He's got to figure out who his seven are. And he's got to have some tough conversations with some guys who followed him across the country to play basketball for VCU.
Yeah, but I think that's around the country. That's with every team, right? You enter the transfer portal, you're absolutely taking a risk, all right? It's a new environment. You never know what's going to happen. But that's what you need, right? And so he's going to have some difficult conversations, but also competition brings the best out of everyone. And that's what you need because, yeah, we've got 10 guys, but we don't really know outside of John Rothstein hyping up Barry Evans who's going to be the guy, right? Shulga was the guy last year. Who's going to be the guy this year?
It's I'm excited to find out. And it was fun to chat with the guys and get to know them yesterday. And I think we'll really enjoy this team, their competitive nature as the season gets going. You were at ACC Basketball Media Day. That's not what I want to talk about. Bill Belichick's what I want to talk about. Was he the buzz down there? Because it feels like everywhere you look, people are talking about Bill Belichick.
I mean, there are just, it feels like 100 sports radio shows in North Carolina, and they were all talking about it. The NC State show was talking about it. The UNC show was talking about it. The Duke show was talking about it. The Wake show was talking about it. I mean, it was kind of dominating, which was frustrating for me. But, I mean, there's just so much going on in the sports world. It was a very interesting radio row. Like, one guy spent about an hour talking MLB playoffs. And I was like, all right, makes sense. I mean, it is October.
No, you can't do that. You can't do you know this. Nobody loves baseball more than your guy. I watched the Caps opener last night. Bootleg stream because I don't get it on YouTube TV anymore. Whatever. I love the Major League Baseball playoffs. I limit myself to one segment per show talking about it because I know what people, I know what y'all want. And it's my show, so I get to sneak in it. An hour of baseball playoffs in the wild card round with no major discernible controversies is sports radio malpractice right now if you're not in a participating market.
That's what I witnessed down there. there was one show that did, you know, spend a lot of time on Bill Belichick. I did kind of enjoy like a lot of NFL content that was down there too because Panthers are down there. I talked to a few guys that kind of cover the Panthers, and it has been just a wild. I mean, they don't believe in Bryce Young, but it's like, well, duh, why did you even draft him? All of the issues that people talk about with Bryce Young, I saw them in college. He's not big enough. He's not fast enough. That's actually the thing that's kind of pissing me off because it's like, he's not Jaden Daniels speed. He's not even Kyler Murray speed. So how can he survive with that small body? I knew it wasn't going to work. That's the one thing I've absolutely been right about. Bryce Young, bust.
Well, and Kyler, I mean, the Cardinals are just such a mess. Like, he's not the solution. I'm not sure he's the problem, but I know he's not the solution in Arizona. You lose a game to the Titans because your guy celebrates before he crosses the end zone. What did the coach do to him on the sideline?
I don't know. The video made it look like he kind of, like, punched his chest or something.
Yeah, very unclear. But he got fined for it, whatever it was.
He might get fired. That's how you lose a locker room. That's how you lose a locker room. You physically assault a player.
Yeah, but and at the same time though, like what a lack of I think the dropping the ball celebrating when that happened earlier this season. Every NFL team in America is going to show that tape next week. Don't you ever do this. We'll catch you on the spot. To me, the bad coaching is in that happening in the first place. That should never happen in an NFL game.
Yeah.
3 hours of AWOD Radio, live and local. What we got cooking today?
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to bringing you more of my ACC tip-off content. You guys call it the ACC for the All-Coast Conference. Today is AWOD's Coaches Conversations.
Hey!
Coach Earl Grant. We've got Coach Jay Lucas, who I'm excited for at Miami. I mean, he's the son of John Lucas, who I found out actually ACC champion in basketball, ACC champion in tennis, too. How about that? A two-sport athlete. Trey Donaldson will join the show. He's a two-sport athlete as well. Played football at Auburn and basketball at Florida State. How about that? So we got more ACC coverage, and then we will go through the NFL games that will take place this weekend, including Thursday night football.
Thursday night football, Eagles and the Giants. Pulling for the Giants to get this Eagles self implosion going. And we got the Giants at a great time. I mean, with Russ out of the gate, that was a good week one game right there. AWOD Radio, 3 hours, live and local. Football tonight, football Friday tomorrow. We'll turn in the picks card because that's what we do. You're listening to the home of the Commanders in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. As they get things rolling, Thursday morning, Bill Belichick made it 5 weeks before he's got an eye towards the door, reportedly. I would have taken the over on five. That's remarkable. Megan's hanging out with us on a Thursday morning.
Hello.
It's Thursdays with Friends. Link Casadante joins the show, Parney, at 11 o'clock. Megan, you're a noted Taylor Swift fan.
Yep, I am.
As am I. I know we've been waiting all week for this.
Yes.
This moment here.
Let's catch up.
Because there's a new album.
There is.
And you've listened to it.
Yep, I've given it a couple listens.
And I've listened to it. Okay. And some people think it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And some people think it's great.
Okay.
What do you think?
Terrible. I hated it. I did try to give it another listen, and I've given it a lot of listens on the little snippets on TikTok. I've given it a listen all the way through. And as someone who's been a fan since 2006, I absolutely hated it.
She does her best work when she's in a breakup, when she's unhappy.
Yep.
She's very happy on this album.
She's very happy. But remember, she's written songs like Delicate or, like, you know, I don't know, Dress, Lover. Like,
yeah.
She has written good love songs.
She has. And there are some good beef songs on here, too.
Yes.
I appreciate that she invented one, basically, yeah, just for the purposes of this album. It's got that Michael Jordan vibe of, like, top of the world, most popular artist in America, and, like, hang on, somebody said something bad about me. Yeah. I need to address this immediately.
I was like, why are we starting? Like, I had no idea anything was going on. Charlie XCX.
I don't think anything is going on. I think she has to have something going on to pull it out.
Yeah, what I heard was, like, Charlie XCX wrote the song about, like, being insecure or something and comparing it to Taylor. I don't know. And then Taylor's like, oh, well.
It's what the great ones do. They pull motivation out of anything. Yeah. I like this album.
Okay, give me your reasons.
I like this
convince
album.
Convince me.
It's remembering before Justin Timberlake got canceled. Mm-hmm. He did the Super Bowl halftime as, like, kind of homage to old-timey, old-styly pop music. I think that's this. It's got a very classic feel to it. I also know this. Every time she releases a new album, and it's a little different than the one before, everybody says, this stinks, the last one was better.
They do.
And I saw a lot of people like, oh, this isn't any good. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like the Tortured Poets Department, which was really good.
Yeah.
I don't remember people liking that when it came out. People did not like that when it came out.
They did not.
And I am not the kind of person who's going to get burned a million times on something like this. I remember when Reputation came out and I said, I don't like this.
Yeah.
It's universally acknowledged as an outstanding album now.
Yeah. It's like a classic.
Absolutely.
People love it.
I didn't love it the first time I heard it. And then everybody keeps, we're still getting burned by this. Like, this is new, I hate it.
Well, see, I missed out on the Reputation era because, again, I say I've been a fan for years, but I will say I was
not. That was decades ago.
Yeah.
It was a very long time ago.
And I wasn't actively listening at that time, so I became more of a fan when it came out afterwards and everyone already loved it.
I think the only one that genuinely got a positive reception when it was released were the Pandemic albums.
Yeah.
And Folklore.
Yeah, that's my era. I love that era.
That's probably the only thing she's ever done where she released it and everybody was immediately like, this is amazing.
Yeah, because everything else is like, oh, she only writes about a man. Oh, she's like canceled right now.
She's not country anymore.
Yeah,
she's not
political.
Pop anymore. She's
not
political
pop,
now. Yeah. Everybody hates every album as soon as it comes out. I'm saying I'm getting ahead of the curve here by liking it. I think this will age well.
That's smart. I can't wait to see if it does.
All right. You're a tiny bit famous. You play gigs. You're not quite old enough to remember the Britney Spears heyday, but she had a song, Lucky, that was basically about how hard it is to be famous.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. And Taylor Swift has the Life of a Showgirl song.
Yeah.
Which you can't understand how hard it is to be famous. And I have hung out with famous people, right? Like, I hang out with you sometimes. I hang out with the football players.
Yeah.
Like, RG3 is probably the most famous person I've ever known. And I can say this. It is legitimately terrible to be famous. It is a tough, tough existence.
Yeah.
I get that. And also, I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah,
right? Like,
I'm
sorry this is difficult for you, but also
I can feel that.
I don't want to bop to a song about how hard it is to be you.
I think that's the issue people had also with her song Wishlist, because she was very like, you know, I want the people, or they want the, you know, they want the simple life, they want their dogs, they want, you know, I don't know, they want the Gucci, they want this, you know, they want all these fancy things. I just want you and kids. And like, people were like, girl, that's because you already have everything.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I think there's like, people have grown up with her and people feel like I project themselves into her.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm a dude. But that's, I think, more common with the ladies.
It is.
And I think for the ones who are still single, they viewed her as an icon. Like,
they did.
Look at her. She's crushing it. She doesn't need a man.
Mm-hmm.
But now she's like, I have a man, and actually I wanted a man. And this, like,
and I think it's okay to be like that. Like, I don't have
she's
a
traitor.
With that.
She's a traitor.
She's a traitor. Well, see, as someone who for the longest time my love life sucked, and I finally was able to settle down this year, like, I get it.
Well,
get
you're
it.
On the right trajectory then to relate to this.
Yeah.
There's a thing we need to talk about, and that is that there's a song that's about Travis Kelce's manhood. And
that's way too much. Yes.
Yeah. I think musically,
yeah,
I think it's a very good song.
Musically, it's fun.
I think it's an excellent beat. I think it's boppy. I like it. It's an immediate skip for me every time it comes on.
Yes.
I can't listen to a song about that.
I think
it's a hard no for me.
I think the concept about like making your own luck and stuff was fun, but once
yes.
she started to Sabrina Carpenter it, and it didn't Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina's blushing at this.
Yeah, it didn't Sabrina like Sabrina.
This isn't even like alluding to things.
No, this is not. It was like, and the worst song I've ever heard by her. Absolutely worse. Did you see them talk about it on the podcast?
What,
on New Heights?
What was your worst song before? Ooh. This, because I have an answer, but yeah, okay. Travis did not want to talk about it on his podcast. Yeah,
yeah,
he was not.
He was like gaslighting Jason.
Jason was very interested in talking about it.
Yes, he was. I love it. I saw someone say that Jason's like the best thing to happen to Swifties.
And you know, I'm a Chiefs fan.
Yeah,
I grew up in Kansas. I've been a fan of that football team for a long time. I love Travis Kelce, the football player, who's great. If you had gone back in a time machine 5 years ago and said somebody's going to write a song about Travis Kelce's junk, I would have said, yeah, that's probably about right.
Yeah, yeah.
Like some rapper, he's going to do some stupid white guy rap video about his junk.
But Taylor Swift.
But instead, it's the most popular pop star on the planet. It's like this actually like genuine song that I can't take seriously in any way.
I wanted to cry.
Christmas Tree Farm is her worst
Christmas
song.
Christmas Tree Farm. Okay.
It's a terrible song.
Okay, why?
There's no beat to it. There no like
yeah.
It's like, and I understand that Christmas music makes a ton of money. I don't have to tell you that. You're on Mix. You understand. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm surprised Mix isn't already playing Christmas music.
Me too.
Right.
The eggnog's out. May as well throw a Christmas song in there.
You might as well. It feels a little bit like I had to write a Christmas song. Mm. So here it is. It doesn't track musically with everything else she does.
Yeah.
Lyrically, it is not special. She's an incredible lyricist.
Yeah.
It's not lyrically special. It's just like she's strumming on a guitar and singing about Christmas tree farms.
See, I know I probably have something. I know there's one from the Tortured Poets Department that I don't really like as much. But like, other than that, like something that's like...
Well, there's 30 songs on that album.
There's 30 songs.
They can't all be winners.
They can't all be winners. I
appreciate she kept it short here.
Yeah.
41 minutes, nice and tidy. I appreciate that as somebody who slogged through Tortured Poets.
But there's also like so many variants
of these. Okay.
This album.
All right.
I heard there's like, what, like 20?
Right.
I don't know.
We've aired our thoughts here.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, you don't like it. I like it. And that's okay. So I want to say what I don't like.
Okay.
I don't like that she's now sold like 10 special editions of this CD.
Yeah.
They like... Each one has like one bonus song, and you have to buy 10
or like one memo,
10 CDs to get all the thing.
Yeah,
she, you know, and everybody always wants more.
Mm-hmm.
She is rich enough.
Yeah,
she is famous enough.
She is.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. It's
such
really bad.
It's such a bad look.
I could see having like back in the old days where it was like one CD that had a few bonus tracks, like one variant, but like 20. Come on.
It's the old like. Respect your fans.
Yeah.
That's disrespect for the fan base.
Yeah.
It's like, we see you as an empty pocketbook that will buy anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's disrespectful to the fans.
It really is. Yeah. And I mean, I see some people, and I saw this one video, this girl was like listing all of her CDs, the cassette tape, the records and everything. And she's like, when are you going to come out with a record player? I don't have a record player. And someone's like, girl, you didn't have to buy the album. You didn't have to buy all the variants.
Don't do it. Don't support it. It's just like, this is my amphitheater rant.
Yeah.
Beer's too expensive at the amphitheater.
It's too much.
Don't buy it.
It's too much.
Don't buy it. If you stop buying it, they'll stop selling it.
Now, what do you think?
Stop buying it.
What did you think about all the slang on the album? Like the I'm Not a Savage and We Looked Fire and like all that stuff.
Yeah, I wish she'd stop. She's too old for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
She lives a very online life, which I don't. But it's a little too much.
It was a little too much. Like, it was very outdated slang, too. And it was not done tastefully. It was just like, especially like, what was it? Eldest Daughter, I guess it was in, that it was just like every five. She opened the song with Everybody's So Punk on the Internet.
It's
and I was like, this is not a Taylor Swift song.
It's not a good line. She's had bad lines for years, though.
That, oh, wait.
The tennis court was covered up with a tent-like thing.
That's an actual intro to a
Taylor Swift song, right? She's always had some bad lines.
Yeah.
She needs an editor.
Yeah.
We got to get to Link Casadante, though.
Okay.
Thank you for breaking this down with me. And thank you to the listeners
for
putting up with that. It's like the baseball thing. You might say
one last comment.
Of course,
one last comment.
Of course.
I just got to throw this out there because it was so funny. Talking about how she writes her best work when she's brokenhearted.
Yeah.
Someone put out there, Maddie Healy, it would just take one 2 a.m. text the night before the wedding. Just one crash out.
I think these songs are going to be very good live. That's my last. Sure. I think these are written to perform live.
Yeah.
Hopefully she does. Not that we can afford it. No. Can't even afford all the albums. Lane Casadante on the other side. Bill Belichick on the ropes in North Carolina. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.